And look at that, friends. We have spring rolls that look amazing with a sauce that took us less than 30 seconds to assemble. Cuisines. Today we're going to be doing grilled tandoori chicken. Very healthy option. We're going to be grilling it right at home on the stove here. And the grill that I have here, it's a cast iron grill, but you can use any grill. If you have one of those George Foreman grills, you can try that. That works. The reason I use the cast iron is because the taste of the food comes out really, really good. It's heavy and it's hard to clean, so I just wanted to let you know that it is a little bit of a hassle, but it pays off when you get the taste in your food. So I'm going to come back here and we're going to start with the marination of our meat. I have just breast meat tenders. And I'm going to be showing you how these are going to cook up 10 times faster than regular chicken breast. So these go, they cook really, really quickly, and I'll show you what the trick to that is. So we've got our chicken, and then we have all our spices. Now, for our spices, I don't put too much in there, but what I do is I'm going to show you. I have some fresh ginger garlic paste that I do at home. And what I'm going to do is I like to do my marination separately and then add it to the chicken. So I'm just going to go ahead and add the ginger garlic paste in here. Our ginger garlic paste in here. I'm going to do a little bit of pepper, black pepper. I'm going to get my salt. Per taste. I'm going to do some lemon pepper, parsley flakes, some paprika. Sorry, the spices kind of got in my nose. Got some sumac and some tandoori masala. We're just going to give this a toss. And then what we're going to do is I like mixing all of this separately before I add it to my chicken. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to add a little bit of oil in here. And now for this, I am not using olive oil just because when we put it on the grill, it's going to be on high temperature. So I just don't want to take a chance in burning the spices there, as well as burning the oil. So you just kind of want to make a thick paste. So everything really mixes really, really well before we add it to our chicken. All right, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to come back here and I'm going to add a little bit of oil in my chicken as well. So this will help coat all the spices in there. And if you guys have watched my prior videos, you know when I deal with meat, I wear gloves. At this point, what I'm going to do is we're going to go ahead and add our spices now into our bowl. And for this, I'm not going to use my tongs, but I'm going to use my hands to really get in and mix this really, really well, because I really don't want any of the chicken not to have any of the spices in there. So you just want to rub your mixture into the chicken.
sorry, like so. All right, we're gonna leave this to marinate for about half an hour. Or you could do this the night before and leave it in your fridge so it could marinate like night before. And then when we come back, we're gonna pound the meat and put it on the grill. It's been about 25 minutes, and so I'm gonna show you how we're gonna get started. We're gonna take some Saran Wrap. We're gonna take a big piece of Saran Wrap. And we're gonna put it on our cutting board. I don't think I need this cutting board here because the chicken is not gonna be touching the board. Just wanna make sure you wrinkle out and just keep it all straight. All right, now what I'm gonna do, doesn't want to work with me today. Okay, that's good enough. All right, what we're gonna do is we're gonna place a piece of chicken on top of the Saran Wrap. You want to do this maybe as many as you can fit into the Saran Wrap. Then we're gonna take another piece of the Saran Wrap. And we're gonna cover the chicken up like so. Make sure you seal in between. And then what you wanna do is you wanna get something that works for you. This gadget works really well for me. This is just a lemon juicer. But you could use a meat tenderizer if you want. It's just with the meat tenderizer, sometimes the sharp edges will pierce through the Saran Wrap and you're gonna have a mess. So you can even use a rolling pin or something heavy that you can just pound it. Now, you just wanna start on one end and start pounding it. And what's gonna happen is all the spices are actually gonna spread on top. And look, a very tiny piece became a really big piece. And make sure you get the middle piece too. Again, we're gonna do the same thing. And just lightly pound it. You know, you don't wanna go on hard, but just lightly pound it so you've got nice thin strips. And another thing you could do this, you could do too, is you can cut it in half and then you can skewer it, and then you can grill it too. So that's another idea, that you can skewer the meat just like chicken satays. Make sure you get the middle. And I've tried doing it the other way around. I'm sure you're wondering, why doesn't she beat it first, make them really thin, and then marinate it? Because the marination makes it softer, and I've had it where, you know, when you pull it out because it sticks together, it just breaks apart sometimes. So this is the best way to do it. I found best way for me to do it. All right. And then what you do is you're just gonna open it up. Now you could use this and use it again if you want, the Saran Wrap if you want. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to come here and I'm just going to grab my canola oil. We're not using olive oil, we're just using canola oil, and I'm just going to lightly just spread it on top of the chicken so it doesn't stick on the cast iron grill. And these work so well for sandwiches. You know, you can just make these ahead of time. You can use different marinations. You could do just lemon chicken. And then put it in your freezer and then if you want to make any sandwiches, it's ready for you to thaw the night before. So I'm just going to come here and I'm going to put this oil side down onto my grill. And I don't know if you heard that sizzle. Now that sizzle is really, really good because it's going to give it a really good grill marks. And once you put it on, leave it alone. Let it work on its own. And then I'm going to come back here again, take the oil side, place it down. We have one more to go. Alright, so we're gonna let this grill just for a little bit. And now, you remember we put the oil side down? So I'm gonna come back and take my oil, and then I'm oiling the other side. So when we do turn it around, again, it doesn't stick. I don't like putting oil on the grill itself. Excuse me. Because what happens is the heat is increasing and the oil is going to start burning and it's just going to be a mess. So I just like oiling the chicken. Now if you come back here and see, I'll give you some pointers as far as how do you know that it's getting done on the other side. Number one, you can see that this part has already started turning white. And you can take a little peek by just picking it up. And here you go, if you wanna get into there and just show them. We've got some grill marks on there, but it's not done yet. I'm just gonna give it another minute or so before we turn it around. And the trick to this is leave it on the grill, and because the slices are so thin, they're not gonna cook up really quickly, and when you're not gonna be worried about if the middle gets done or not because they're all one thickness. So at this point, I'm gonna go ahead and turn it, and look at the grill marks on there. I'm gonna wait on that one just because, let me just show you, look at how dark these grill marks are. So I'm just gonna wait. I'm just gonna wait just a little bit. And then I'm gonna go get my plate ready for us to plate it. It smells amazing in here. Go ahead and turn it. We're gonna come back and just check how this one's doing here. And it looks like it is completely done. And just to be assured, I'm gonna cut it so we can see, but I can guarantee you that we have, it is done. So we're just gonna cut it. And do you see that there is absolutely no pink in there? It's all white. That means that this chicken is done. And you don't want to overcook your chicken, because if you overcook your chicken, you're going to have very tough chicken. This is going to be really, really juicy because we're not overcooking it. All right, and then before you put your next batch on, what you want to do is just take your tongs or something and just kind of run it so you can just take the extra spices out so it doesn't smoke up anymore. And let's go ahead and just slice this up so you can see how beautifully juicy it is in there in the middle. Just gonna go ahead and grab this piece here. I'm gonna put it on the cutting board so you can see. It's not even letting me cut it. It's so soft and so. Look at that. 100% done. No pink inside. So basically what you want to do now is just you want to take your lemon, put it in our lemon juicer, give it a splash of lemon, just a splash, and serve it up with some really good salad or coleslaw, whatever you prefer. And before you serve it, just make sure that you have the plate really nice and clean. I'm gonna give it a quick taste test and let you know exactly how this tastes. I want some lemon on mine, so I'm just gonna splash some. This method is amazing because it's soft, it melts in your mouth, it cooks really quickly, so it locks all the juices into the chicken. The marination is perfect, the spices are perfect, and what even makes it more perfect is that splash of lemon on top of it, and it's just amazingly really, really good. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Hope you can join me here next time with another great recipe. See you then, friends.